one spot for rock solid football action.
Good afternoon. My name is Bruce Swan. I graduated in Commerce 72. And I'm back after 53 years of being away from Queens. And I'm listening to CFRC. And when I was at Queens, I listened to CFRC. And so I'm glad to be here.
Hello, cats and dogs, germs, gents, everybody in between. I'm Izzy. You are listening to Our Secret on 101.9 CFRC FM. I'm very, very glad that you are hearing this right now because this episode on Tuesday, 11 a.m., April 14th, 2026, this is the last episode of the season of Our Secret from me. I can't believe it. Being a frosh is basically over. And I fulfilled my 4-year dream from grade 9 onwards of actually having my own uni radio station. I can't describe how much it has meant to me in words, so I will describe it in songs. More specifically, I'm going to deviate from my sort of genre that I've set aside for Our Secret. Of course, it's going to intersect a bit because I play music I like, but what I play on here isn't exactly what I listen to all the time. And this episode is going to be my first year experience in very defining songs. So I also think I'm going to provide a little bit of background so you can sort of be included in this audio digital diary of September now to April. The first song I will be playing is You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory by Johnny Thunders. Now, before I'd come to Queens, I spent $500 for a ticket to the Oasis concert in Toronto in the pit, and I got there 4 hours early, waited in multiple queues, stood out in the heat, ran like a maniac to get to the front of the line, ended up getting barricaded, and as they were waiting for Cage the Elephant to like go and be the opener, they were just playing a mix of songs, and I heard this. I had never heard it before. It tickled my ears, it made me dance, and that song had been on repeat all throughout September into October. I showed it to people. I said, guys, this is my favorite song. I remember gallivanting around Uni Ave, around the lake, saying, hey, put in an AirPod, you want to hear my favorite song? And I would sing it, I would dance like a crazy person. And this song is the song I came here with. It is a song that I use for my promo for Our Secret. It means a lot to me. It is released in 1978. Johnny Thunders, this is You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory.
Still alone.
You just heard "You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory," Johnny Thunders. I think that is the introductory song to First Year for me. Next, I'm going with Ballad of Sir Frankie Crisp by George Harrison on the album All Things Must Pass, released 1970. This song is sort of settling in, but still that element of being alone, you're on your own. I put this song on when I find myself in an odd place where it's night, it's 3 a.m., I'm all alone. I'm in the dark outside at the pier, you know, engulfed by the stars. I just find the line, "Let it roll." I don't know, this song in times where I found myself a little bit lost, a little bit homesick, shaking around, you know. This one always gets me mellow. Reminds me, yes, let it roll. So the second song, again, Ballad of Sir Frankie Crisp, George Harrison.
Door.
You just heard Ballad of Sir Frankie Crisp by George Harrison. That was my pondering song. Still a bit shaken, still a bit lost. But when I was not being introspective, you know what? I was trying my best to be social. As someone who really kind of liked keeping to myself, I was out there. I can't lie. I'm proud of myself. I did it. And in that, one song that I had curated from a night I otherwise, I fear I vaguely remember. Whoops. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't announce that to everyone. Whatever. You know what? This is an episode of vulnerability. The song is Slide Away by Oasis. I think it was my first. This song in this instant sort of marks a transition of just sort of like becoming. And, you know, being exposed to new waters that I had never sailed. This is Slide Away by Oasis from their album Definitely Maybe. Enough talking. Let's play this one.
Thank you.
You just heard Slide Away by Oasis, and now the consequences of that song in the context of my first year experience led me to become a tad deluded. So this next song, Affection by Between Friends, released 2019, I don't know, it gave me a crutch to build my imagination upon. For the better, definitely not, but the song to me had a renaissance. It is now me and my cousin Grace Ann's song. It is our song. I'm so glad to have reclaimed it, freed it from the shackles of my own mind prison. Affection by Between Friends.
You're taking what you want right from me. Wrapped up in so much life, it's just the way you hold me. You're picking miscellaneously. Wrapped up in all the choices you're not giving to me.
I lay on the floor and drink it cause we're bored.
Just heard Affection by Between Friends. The next song in the Izzy canon, this comes a point, it's Halloween is over, it's November now, things are lightening up. I am freed from my mind, self-inflicted shackles. I have come back to terms with reality. My feet are on the ground. And my feet are on the ground, and they're twirling around, and they're dancing, and I'm having a lot of fun. This next song, off Geese's fourth studio album, Getting Killed, which was my first vinyl purchase, which happened over Christmas break. This is Cobra, again, by Geese. I think it sort of just reflects a time of lightening up, things are always good, but you know what? Things got better. Things definitely got better. This is Cobra by Geese. Heard Cobra by Geese. It's the middle of the year. Things are lightening up. You know, feeling good. Now, the next song, I don't really have any significant memory tied to it. All I know is just it made a resurgence. I was listening to it a lot. It was my walking song, especially when it was wintertime. And since I don't want to dox myself, but I lived in Harkness. So you know what? Like, we had to walk to get food, and it was always a bit of a trek, and sometimes it was quite cold. And I would like to walk in the parking garage under Tyndall Field. And I would always walk to This Is the Day by The. And I also watched Empire Records, and that song is a needle drop in there also sort of, you know, ignited the flame for this song to resurge in my Spotify. I think this just is a good transitional song and one that has always sort of been a go-to for me. This is The Day by The.
Thank you.
just heard This Is the Day by The. Next song is Heaven Tonight by Hole. And this song just had me jumping around, dancing in my room. Because I guess on a fateful, I don't remember what day it was, just a fateful eve, my friend Hillary had come from Mac for this engineering conference thing, and we had made this plan over reading week. We were jumping in the pier. We didn't care. It was November, and it was pretty chilly out, but, you know, we had our mindset. And I sort of just went around looking for people to do it with me because, okay, sure, two's company, but three's a crowd, and I wanted a whole performance. So we found some chums and some new chums, some folk I've never met before. And you know what? It was a fateful meeting. I'll say that. And I guess this song, it accentuates the ripples that interaction had. Yes, that's exactly how I'll describe it. Anyways, the song is Heaven Tonight by Hole.
Feel the horses coming galloping in the sun.
That was Heaven Tonight by Hole. That song shows how I am a happy camper. Still am. Despite times of contemplation. But that is not to be delved into here today. We have another song. The only reason I went home deliberately, not for a break, was for my best friend Jordana's 19th birthday, and the theme of the party was indie sleaze. And you know what? I came back and everyone was like, Izzy, you've changed so much. But I don't feel like I've changed so much. But on the way, on the bus back home, I was listening to this on repeat. Jordana used it as the song for her birthday post. This is just a good, it's January. We're back on the up and out. Things are good. I'm a happy camper, happy to see my best friend, happy to get a little taste of home. This song is off the Help's third studio album, Riviera. The track is Here I Am, again by The Help.
Here I am, and I'm only yours to control.
The next song I want to play was a big semester two-y for me. You know what? I have to say, in all honesty, I have fallen off the study grind. I was so on it semester one. Like, I was academic weapon. But now, it's not at the forefront of my life the way it was, which isn't a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing at all. But this was one of my favorite songs to play while studying during semester two, but also just a fun one. I really, really love the song. It's Alabama Song by The Doors, off The Doors' self-titled album. And it was actually, I think, a cover of like an old German musical, a song from a German musical. Anyways, I realize I have a lot of songs that I associate with the beginning of the year, but not a lot of the latter half. This song is waking up at 5:30 a.m. to go to volleyball, farting around in the basement, silly weekends, silly weekends, side quests, etc. This is Alabama Song by The Doors.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die. Oh, moon of Alabama, now must say goodbye. We've lost our good old mama.
Was Alabama Song by The Doors. Now, I fear we have made it to the final song of my first year timeline, my audio diary. The The song is Phoebe by Audrey Hobart, and if any album describes me as a person, I would say it's Who's the Clown by Audrey Hobart. She is just so... I love her writing. I love her music. She is my pop girly. And I found myself listening to this song at the beginning of the year very often, very relating to the negative side of the lyrics, but now at the end of the year, sort of accumulative, reflecting, looking back. I think the whole song in and of itself is just a great, great descriptor of my time here and what's to come. And I just love it so much. I think everyone should hear this song, even though I usually play rock and other associated genres. This has been a lot more pop forward. This is probably the poppiest song I've ever played on Our Secret, but I don't care. I love it so much. It is so me. The song is Phoebe by Audrey Hobart. And after the song, I think I'm going to go right to ads and leave, but I just wanted to say, being here on air every Tuesday at 11, it makes my week, even though I sleep in and I miss recording. And I just, this first year experience, being here, creating Our Secret, getting to just talk into a mic and share the music that I really, 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 really love and want to share with people is just, it's so fulfilling. I like having this form of creative expression, because, you know, I can't make music. I've tried, given up very easily. Other art forms, I don't know. This is just, I love it so much. Listening, sharing music, it's a way I've measured the way I feel. And I'm so happy that you, the listener, on the other side of the speaker, can, you know, tune in, have a little slice of my life. But again, this is the last episode of Our Secret for this school year. I'll be back in September. Hooray. But again, it's been such a fun time period being able to create this. I will really, really, really miss it. But yes, again, I'm Izzy, and you have been listening to Our Secret on 101.9 CFRC. Thank you so, so, so much for listening. And to close it out, here is Phoebe by Audrey Hobart.
I went to New York 'cause a man in a suit told me you're gonna be a star. Said, yeah, I know, but it came out like, what, who, me? I took a walk on the beach, 'cause a guy doesn't like me back. Even though I'm gonna be a star, guess I don't have it, guess I don't have it after all. But it's okay, 'cause my life is so exciting. Every night is like a party, 'cause I bit the bullet. I'm finally watching Friends with
the dice on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. with CFRC's Radio Roulette. Every week, we get a new randomly generated playlist courtesy of the Online Digital Media Library. We let fate decide, and the host must abide. So I hope you'll join me on this journey through genres, time, and taste each and every single Saturday at 11 p.m.
Revelation Radio. Explore the sound-shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe.
The revolution will be live.
Revelation Radio, Wednesdays at 11.
Telephone Aid Line Kingston is a volunteer-based support service offering confidential, anonymous, and non-judgmental listening support to the Kingston community. If you think you can benefit from talking to one of our volunteers, our phone lines are open every day from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Just call 613-544-1771. That's 613-544-1771.